Jim Taylor back on the WMJ Sportsline on this Saturday morning. The Mercer County Golden Eagles pitched a shutout last night, beat LTC rival Stark County 22-0 down at Pratt Memorial Field. A beautiful night last night for high school football. Coach, tell us about the defensive side of the ball last night, able to really do a good job and limit Stark County.
Yeah, they've got some weapons, and they've got a good young quarterback who can really move. And, you know, we kind of made it our plan to try to take him out of the game as much as you can when you got a kid who's that talented, and they've got some good weapons on the edge. And, you know, I thought the biggest thing was that our guys pursued really well last night. I thought we tackled pretty well last night, too. And, you know, if you pursue and tackle really well, it makes it challenging when you got the speed like we do. And, you know, I thought our guys played hard on the defensive side.
Well, you score 6 points in the first half, and I think that first score came about midway through the first quarter. Did you have some opportunities where you felt, boy, I think we should have scored, you know, maybe a couple of more times in the first half? What was the ball movement or the offensive capabilities like for you in the first half?
Well, you got to give Stark County a lot of credit. They had a couple guys back last night, and I thought that they played really hard on defense, and they gave some fits with some of their blitzes last night, so we've got to clean some of that up. I did think there were some opportunities here and there for us. At times, I didn't think we had good enough motors on the blocking side of things, so that's some things we got to clean up, and we missed some holes here and there. But, you know, we were able to bounce back and recover. You know, Raven came in the second half and kind of gave us a spark at the tailback spot, really ran hard. I think when John had him for, you know, over 100 yards on 8 carries last night, so that's a nice little number there.
Yeah, so you look to the second half, you're able to get a score in the third, I think with 4:49 remaining, and kind of salt the game away late in the fourth quarter, 3:22. What'd you think of the drives, I guess, in the second half? You know, you begin the third quarter with that slim 6-0 lead.
Yeah, I mean, we actually didn't start real fast in the second half. I believe we went 3-and-out to start the second half, and then you know, the defense stepped up. We got a turnover there, and then we got a block punt on the next possession to put our offense in some good shape. And once we got that going, we got a little momentum, and we kind of just changed the mindset and just started to do a little more downhill running and come right at them and see if we could just run a little bit harder than they could. And some of the guys stepped up, and you were able to finally start chipping away at some decent gains.
Well, tell us about Raven Gutierrez, the transfer student. I know we talked to you about him a little bit in preseason when I caught up with you on Meet the Team night. So, you know, a really nice performance last night, 100-plus yards rushing, and I heard he had a pretty good night on the defensive side of the ball. So it looks like he's fitting in well at his new school at Mercer County.
Yeah, you know, he's fast. He plays hard, you know, he's always just going 100 miles an hour, has a good motor, and that's what you like to see. And you know, even bigger note is he's a really good kid and, you know, a good member of our school and community. And so, you know, we really have taken to him, and he's been a great addition to not only our program but our school.
Well, tell us just about some of the other kids or maybe some of the other keys that really are some of the other keys last night really on that defensive side of the ball where you don't give up any points.
Yeah, I really thought last night it was a full team effort. You know, we're a little bit deeper this year than we have been the last couple of years, and that helps us in practice a lot. We've got a lot of guys who are able to step up on the scout side of things and give us good looks in practice. And, you know, I mentioned it to John last night. I've mentioned it multiple times, but I can't reiterate how important it is that, you know, we're not just 1 through 11 deep or 1 through 22 deep. You know, we've got guys who, you know, don't get all the attention, don't get all the playing time, but they give us good looks in practice, and so we're able to work on those things like fundamentals of tackling and pursuing and the little things on the defensive side and blocking on the offensive side. So, I mean, we got a kid like Daniel Beatty last night who, you know, and when we're going up against him with our offense, we can't block him in practice. And so when you're going up against that type of player every day and an abundance of different guys, you know, freshman through senior that step up, you know, it just makes your team better every day.
All right, so a big game coming up on the road on Friday night, take on a ranked team in Anawan Weathersfield, who likely has the most dynamic player in the area this season. And the Quagliano kid actually probably about in every sport. But so a little bit about, I know we talked to you Saturday. We're 6 days away from that game, but kind of size up the matchup as we get ready for a big game next Friday night?
Yeah, you know, these are the ones you get really excited about just because, you know, you're facing a top-notch player, top-notch program. And it's not just player. They've got multiple very good players, well-coached, dynamic offense, and a hard-nosed, aggressive defense. And, you know, it's going to be a great atmosphere up in Anawan, actually, next week for their homecoming. You know, those are the ones you, you kind of live for here, the big ones that can really establish dominance in the conference race, or at least a head start in the conference race, along with a couple other teams out there, too. And, you know, it should be a great battle, and we're really looking forward to it.
All right, nice going to the Eagles last night. They shut out Stark County down at Pratt Memorial Field 22-0, and on the road next week at Anawan Weathersfield. Coach, have a good week of practice. We'll talk to you next weekend.
Sounds good, thank you.
Andrew Hofer and the Eagles pick up the 22-0 win last night over Stark County. More coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.